Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is episode 231. Hey, we got a great interview coming up for you with Airwaves, based out of Brooklyn, New York. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is America's leading legal defense organization for LGBT people and everyone living with HIV. Currently, Lambda Legal is fighting to protect the right of transgender people to serve in the military. They're sounding the alarm about extremist judges. And they're battling religious exemption bills, which provide a license to discriminate. To support the fight, visit lambdalegal.org/homoground. That's lambdalegal.org/homoground.
Is Warrior. I titled it that because my mom was diagnosed with cancer And when she went in, they told her she had a 15% chance of surviving. And she got it. They got it all in chemo and surgery. And so the idea of the warrior character is kind of in all the songs. And there's a song called Warrior too. And I feel like a warrior in the way that, you know, like, it's kind of embarrassing to say, but, like, since I started writing that record, I've been through 4 breakups. So I'm sort of, like, trying to be like, maybe I don't want a relationship. Like, maybe I want, like, something less conventional because it's not really working for me, in a sense. So I'm, like, right now enjoying being single and just, like, working on myself and taking the time for myself. And one day I would like a family, but right now I just want to, like, feel grounded and safe. I'm from West Nyack, which is about an hour upstate, and my dad is a New York City tour guide, so I was always coming into Manhattan to go to museums and to explore the city. And when I was a teenager, I mostly came into Manhattan to go to concerts and to hang out with my friends and sort of get out of, like, upstate area. I think I've become, like, hyper aware of people and the way space is used. And, like, my last record was called Parting Glances, and a lot of it was about the way that people look at each other, and we all have these, like, quick moments with people, like, every day in New York on the train or when we're walking down the street. And I studied anthropology in college, and while I was studying anthropology, I studied a lot of, like, how people use space and how people interact with each other, and I'm really interested in that, and I think it affects my songwriting. A lot of my songs are about relationships and this, like, feeling of being hard on yourself if it doesn't work out and feeling like a failure. I think everyone, when they get out of a relationship or a job, or, you know, if they're unsuccessful in something, they kind of blame themselves. And so a lot of my songs on this record are about relationships that didn't really work out, but there's, like, an uplifting message of, like, this beautiful thing happened and I want to move on and, like, better myself and have that memory as, like, a positive thing. Well, a lot of the songs are based in California. I took a trip with my partner at the time. We took a trip along the coast and we went to Morro Bay, and that's about, I think when you grow up in New York, seeing, like, the ocean and seeing nature outside of it, you're like, wow, like, there's no, like, garbage and the water is clearer and the sky is clearer. And so when we drove into Morro Bay, I was like, holy shit, like, what is this place? There's this huge rock formation and there's, like, these cute little taffy stores and, like, it's like a fishing town, and it's just, like, it looks like something out of, you know, a book. It doesn't look real. And I remember we were just sitting by this huge rock by the ocean, and it just didn't feel real. And I think growing up on the East Coast, there's, you know, really gorgeous places, but New York, when I was a kid, we'd go to, like, Coney Island, and that was beautiful in a different way. But to go to a beach where there's, like, 5 people and you can run around and really spectacular. So that song's about that. And we went to this mansion there. So I sort of, like, created this scenario in my head where we were, like, living in this mansion and we were listening to Paul Simon's Graceland, and it's all part of that trip. You can find us in a room.
listening to Graceland Tunes. You can find
the flame shrinking down to blue is from an Adrienne Rich poem, and yeah, I just love her. Her poems are so incredible. I was reading a book of her poems. While I was reading it, I started writing some of the materials. I like poetry, but I've never been like, I want this poetry book. They're just so like relatable, and the language flows so nicely. And I was reading one yesterday, Diving into the Wreck. I collaborated with Katie von Schleicher, who sings on four songs. She's really great. She has a band of her own. And Kevin Morby sings on Warrior. And on saxophone is this guy, Kyle, who plays in Woods and was in Crystal Stilts. And also Mike Irwin, who was in The Walkman. He plays trumpet. And then Jarvis Tavernier recorded it, who's also in Woods, and my bandmates Brian and David are in Sam Evian and Sam Cohen's band, and they were in a band, Hospitality. And then Michael O'Neill was in or still is in The Men with JD Samson. So yeah, that's my band. And Blake Lulley, sorry, he's all over the record, and we did a lot of collaborations together. But yeah, I feel really excited to have all those people, and yeah, there's sometimes I'm like in awe of how good they are at music, so.
Smile helplessly.
It's interesting because people always say, like, New York used to be this way, but I think when you're younger, things are just more vibrant in a lot of ways, so, and, like, new. So, you know, a 24-year-old right now might be, like, Trans Pecos, like, or, you know what I mean? Like, we had Death by Audio and Glasslands, and they were really wonderful, but it was part of being younger, too. And so New York is lucky in the way that it always has places that keep popping up. Mm-hmm. And it has people passionate enough to keep them open. And, yeah, I think, obviously, New York has changed a lot because of how much things are, and but I think when you're younger, every, you know, Patti Smith growing up here in her 20s, and it's just different when you're in your 20s. There's the enthusiasm for certain things is different. You know, when you first heard a record when you're like 16 and you just like listen to it over and over and over and you knew every word, and then when you're in your 30s, it's like music has an effect but not the same. As I was saying that, I was like, actually, I've been listening to the same albums, like, on repeat all the time. So, the new Eamon Dunes record is, like, there's this song called L.A. that I've just been listening to over and over. It's such a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, like, the first Lowered End record. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, the whole album is really great. I guess my favorite, like, newer artists is Perfume Genius. Just, like, their live performance is so amazing. And, yeah, always, like, Jana Hunter stuff. And Eamon Dunes I've been listening to quite a bit. Yeah, I don't know. I listen to, like, a lot of old stuff. I listen to a lot of reggae from, like, the 60s. I have all those Trojan box sets, like Alton Ellis. And there's a one of all female reggae musicians. And I see you have a PJ Harvey poster. I love her. Yeah, she's really great.
This episode is brought to you by Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is America's leading legal defense organization for LGBT people and everyone living with HIV. Currently, Lambda Legal is fighting to protect the right of transgender people to serve in the military. They're sounding the alarm about extremist judges. And they're battling religious exemption bills, which provide a license to discriminate. To support the fight, visit lambdalegal.org/homoground. That's lambdalegal.org/homoground.
This is Nicole from Airwaves, and you're listening to Homoground. fantasy is about, I think, yeah, sometimes I get, like, a little delusional about certain things, and that song is about, like, living in a fantasy world, like, being attached to certain things and thinking things are a different way than they are, and so it's about that. I had just moved back to New York from Austin in 2009 and 10, and I was engaged, and it did not work out, and I moved to New York, and she's on the record. I forgot to mention her. Jennifer Moore is on the record, who was my partner for longer than anybody, and who's a very special friend, and a highly talented musician. She was in Yellow Fever and Deep Time, and she sings on Blue Fire and Gay Bets. But yeah, my headspace then was, like, not knowing where I wanted to live and sort of just getting out of this relationship and just feeling a little like I didn't know there were problems. It's weird to think about, because she's, like, such a close friend, that there was that headspace even. But yeah, we've been friends for a long time. Yeah. I feel like I'm friends with most of my exes, actually.
You are?
Except, like, the two most recent ones, because it's too soon. But I'm friends with all my exes. Yeah, it's really nice, because it's this person that, like, knew you so well and was, like, a best friend. It's so nice to have them, like, stay as a friend. Well, a lot of this record is about queer love, and, like, one of my songs is called Gay Bets, and it was written right after the election. I remember I was telling everyone for months, I was like, that dude's gonna win. And my girlfriend was like, he's not gonna win. There's no way he's gonna win. And then she was like, so scared. The song is about the election and like the fear of what would happen, and just like talking about being proud of being a queer person and like, being louder about being a queer person, especially during this time. And a lot of the songs are also about, like, dreams, like, anxiety dreams, and also, like, calming dreams, like, being anxious about the political state and, like, other things. But then, like, in Blue Fire, I talk about how my partner had a dream that she was, like, protecting me from this guy who, like, tried to mess with me, and I was protecting her from someone else. And those were, like, real dreams, and so I, like, used that in the song. Somebody wrote something today that I thought was cool. I just saw it on my way over here, and I thought it was really nice. It was like one of the first reviews I got of the record, and they said, it's ominous, androgynous, shadowy, and inexplicable. So I thought those were nice ways to describe the album. We are going to tour in the fall, and I wish we were going on tour, like, next week to support the record. It feels a little funny, like, not doing that. But I think the goal now is to try to be an opener for, like, a big band in the summer. Yeah, I'm really excited for people to see this video. It's for Warrior. The video is sort of, like, this play on gender where, like, unclear who's, like, the dominant figure, and on a horse ranch, and we're, like, riding the horses and playing the song Warrior in a field, and it was pouring rain that day, and the horses were terrified of umbrellas. So while I was on the horse, one of the horses, like, lifted up, and I almost fell off of it, and that was really scary. But these, like, beautiful, magical creatures that are also really sensitive and can really get angry if they're not used to something. They kept telling me to, like, pet the horses, and I didn't want to test their boundaries. So I could tell they weren't totally comfortable with us shooting there. So apparently if you pet them on the face, it means it's a kiss. Oh. And if you pet them on the neck, it means you, like, want to play. So if you pet them on the neck, they could be more, like, aggro. So, yeah, I was trying to be careful of that. Yeah, I'm really excited for the record to come out. And I hope people like it. And I hope it, like, speaks to them in a way that's uplifting.
Square and triangle across your hand.
Hey, hey, hope you enjoyed the music and our interview with Airwaves. If you want to check out more information, head over to homoground.com/episode231. You can buy the album Warrior, which you heard songs from, that just came out in this past spring at airwaves.bandcamp.com. Shout out to Lenny Adler for conducting the interview with Airwaves. Hit up one of her spin classes at Monster in New York City. And another special thanks to Aaron McGregor for editing this episode all together and making it sound real nice. Check out Aaron's podcast at queerpublic.org. While we're at it, let's thank our Patreon supporters, Ashley E., Michael Bacon, Willard J., and Critical Explorers of Future Societies. You guys are awesome, and you give us motivation to keep doing this podcast. If you want to check out our Patreon, head over to patreon.com/homoground. But most of all, the biggest thanks goes to Lambda Legal. Since 1973, Lambda Legal has played a central role in fighting to protect people with HIV, defending youth against bullies in school, and safeguarding LGBT couples, families, and workers against hate and discrimination. Most recently, they filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Alaska on behalf of Jennifer Fletcher, a state legislative librarian who was forced to pay out of pocket for a necessary surgical treatment because the Alaska State Health Insurance Plan that she's on doesn't cover transgender state employees. To find out more about the work Lambda Legal is doing, head over to lambdalegal.org/homoground. If you made it all the way to the end, you deserve a little surprise. Head over to our Twitter account and tweet at us. Let us know that you made it to the end of this episode, what you liked about it, what the weather's like where you are. I don't know, anything. Just send us a little message. Let us know that you want some stickers. We'll send them to you. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram. We've been posting a lot of giveaways, so if you've always wanted a Homoground pin or a t-shirt, that's the way to get it. We also give out tickets to different concerts. We're spread all over, so we mostly give away tickets to things in New York City, but if you're dying to go to a show and it's in a town that we don't really cover too often, get in touch with us. Let us know, because we want to know where you guys are, and we want to highlight the music that's coming to your town. We want to stay relevant, so help us do that. And of course, if you can leave us an iTunes review, that's amazing. I know it's annoying, and support corporations, blah, 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 whatever. But it does help with ranking and all that stuff. But even better, just tell a friend to listen to Homoground. I think word of mouth is the best way. And people are discovering us through searching on the internet, SEO, all that blah, blah, blah. Anyway, iTunes, if you want to do it. It helps. If not, tell a friend, IRL. homoground.com/episode231 for everything you need. And I guess that's it. It's Pride Month. Happy Pride.